It's the beginning of the end for the Nixon administration, and George Wallace takes a bullet. Hardy's Time Warp is spinning May of 1972.
Give it here.
Hello, my musical family. It is great to be together with you once again. My name is Artemis Good, and it's May of 72 on the Time Warp as Billy Preston becomes the first rock performer to headline at Radio City Music Hall. The Opryland USA theme park opens in Nashville, and John Lennon is a guest on The Dick Cavett Show, where he says his phone is being tapped by the FBI. The Stylistics on the Time Warp.
Baby.
Artie's Time Warp with new movies. Jeremiah Johnson spins the tale of a Mexican-American war veteran, played by Robert Redford, who heads to the mountains to live in isolation. He's in for more than he bargained for, but he's fortunate to come across a seasoned mountain man, played by Will Gear, who's willing to teach him the skills he needs to tough it in the wilderness.
Come to me, before your friends tell you they can't help you. I'm your woman, I should be the first one to know. If you want something, if you need something, why do you think I work so hard and do all the things I do? Because I don't want nobody else to do a thing for you. Baby, baby, please ask me what you want.
Artie's Time Warp.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 different gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. Suddenly, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. Said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now, the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was blue, like lead to the floor. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines on the road just looked like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post. The guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew I could catch him, I thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking him down in the gym. She started to rock, and I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking, the cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail, and they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
J. Edgar Hoover, the first director of the FBI, dies at 77 after having held that position since 1924. Here's the theme from the TV series The FBI, which aired from 1965 until 74, starring Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. in a role in which he received quite a bit of input from J. Edgar Hoover. Seems Hoover was involved in all things FBI, including TV portrayals of investigations. It's Artie's Time Warp. Stay tuned as Artie's Time Warp continues in May of 1972.